If everyone could open up the Rambam that we talked about on Sudas Lishit, I want to go over what I said with you, but then add another beautiful, beautiful piece by Rav Huttner that I photocopied for you, or sent you a picture of it, from Maimer Yud Aleph. We had talked about that the Rambam says, as we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, he talks about Rosh Hashanah. And he says, the part that we talked about Shalosh Shudas, is we said that he seems to be very verbose. And in Shalosh Shudas, he didn't have it in front of you, but now you have it in front of you, we're going to spend 10 minutes, or 7 minutes, to be able to say a couple of chidushim that we said in Shalosh Shudas. But even more importantly is what the continuation, what Rav Huttner adds here. Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, Hilchot Tshuva. Avapi Shetkiyat Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah. This may sound familiar, because this is the preview. I'm talking tomorrow to the whole yeshiva at around 105, 110. I'll be saying this again. So, if you don't understand my English now, you'll understand my Hebrew tomorrow. Avapi Shetkiyat Shofar. I might use the word process. I might use the word talik. Avapi Shetkiyat. Let's go. We have an exciting, exciting day. This is an unbelievable, I'm so super excited. It really am. I wish I had 3 hours. People had to sit down for 3 hours. I would just go for 3 hours. Instead, I have an hour. Okay? Afalpi. Shetkiyat shofar b'rosh Hashanah gzirat hakatuv. Blowing the shofar b'rosh Hashanah gzirat hakasuv. He says there's a remez yeshpo into the measure, the deeper message of shofar and Rosh Hashanah. The message is not tefillah, as the Nachmanides, the Ramban says, but what is it? It's tshuva. It's the message of tshuva. Might be that the tefillah is a tefillah of tshuva also, but it's tshuva. What's the tshuva? So we mentioned, he says, Uru yisheni mishinatch v'nirdamim hikitzu mitirda matchem. He says, wake up from your slumber, from your deep sleep. The chipsu b'maaseichem, look into your actions. Chazru b'tshuva, do tshuva. V'zachru borachem, and remember your Creator. Eilu ha-shokachim et ha-emet, those that forget the truth. Ba'avlei hazman, what we call killing time. V'shonim kol shenatam behevel varik, just doing things which are not helpful at all. Lo ya'il, lo yatzil. Hibidu l'nafshav dechem, look into your souls. Hitivu darchechem, improve your ways, your paths. Umalechem, and your actions. V'yazov koachad mikem darko ara'a, leave your bad ways and your derech and your bad thoughts. Till now, that was the first part. This is what we talked about in Sudash Lishit. I'll even add one other piece which we didn't say in Sudash Lishit, something for you to think about. If you turn, please, to the end of Hilchot Mezuzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel, hold your place in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. If I'm not mistaken, there might be one other time, I don't remember, somebody pointed it out to me recently. I'll have to look it up. But I know for sure there's at least one other time that the Rambam brings this exact same language of Ur Yishenim. It's in Hilchos Mezuzah. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Chayav Adam Li Zahir with Mezuzah, because it's Mimnei Sheyichovat HaKol Tamid. Look what he says. V'kozman Sheyikanes V'yetzei. Every time you go in and out of the door in your home, Yipaga B'yichud Hashem Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have this meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizkor Avato. Remember His love. V'ye'ur mishnato. Listen to the exact same language as Uru Yishenu mishnatcha. You'll wake up from your sleep. Ushigyotav ba'avlei hazman. And you'll know v'yeda shenadabar omei le'olam olomei olamim el yediyat sur ha'olam umiyaru chozeh ledato v'oleich b'darkei misharim. And then you'll know that everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll make sure that you have tshuva. Sounds very similar to what the Rambam says here. Which is, if I had to say it in one word before we get to what I wanted to talk about Rosh Hashanah, whatever we're about to explain, what the Avodah Rosh Hashanah is, in what we would call a boom, what we would call, like we talked about the Leila Seder experience, being Sipur Yetziyah Mitzrayim, and then what? That message of Sipur Mitzrayim comes and gets trickled down daily via the Sich Zechirat Yetziyah Mitzrayim. So too, whatever the Kabbalat Omach Hushamayim that we have of Rosh Hashanah, of that waking up that we have about being Mekabel Hashem as our Melech, that mini experience must happen every single time when you walk in through the door. That's the idea of how to make sure that when you look, you learn the Pesukim and Dvarim of building Banim Tovim. But what's going to happen? V'ram levavecha v'shachachta t'Hashem elokecha. You're going to build your big house. Obviously, I built my big house, and then I had my plumbing problem 6,000 shekel later. God said, you remember, don't forget about God. Right? 6,000 shekel right in my pocket. He wanted 6,400. No. I'm only going to pay 1,500, not 1,600. It's fixed. Two and a half years of work. Chag Hashem. Well, my wife's about to land, and she's going to see that WhatsApp, and she's not going to be clapping. But just for the record. So the idea is this idea of clapping, this idea of Rosh Hashanah B'tkiat Shofar of Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim is the mini experience of every single day when we walk in the house. I mentioned 2 points. Point number one, we talked about on Shabbat. I'll mention it to you, that the Rambam seems to be very verbose. Why is he repeating himself? Just wake up and do tshuva. We mentioned on Shabbat, on Sudash Shlishit, that it's possible that the Rambam at first glance is talking about two different prototypes. The first prototype he talks about is what? Look, as a result of the hearing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, look at your actions. Chipsu b'maaseichem. Chazru, wake up, you're sleeping. Look at your actions. Return to tshuva. And remember your Creator. We had said it's possible in a very scary thought. As many of us are sleeping while doing our mitzvot. We're wearing a kippah, we might have tzitzis on, we might be wearing a black hat, we might be wearing a very big white kippah, or we might be wearing a suede or a leather kippah because we like to be parif. Whichever one, it's fine. Whatever kippah you might have, you call yourself a frum, religious, observant Jew. That wasn't for you, Mr. Shane. I don't know what that is. That's a different type of kippah. You know, it's an American thing, it's not a Canadian thing, right? That, you know, then you have the, you know, you have the Hakira, you have the black Sarugi. It's like, I'm from MTA, so what am I really? Am I really? You know, and then you have the Frish Kippahs, which we have no idea what that is. It's called Yeshiva at the Frish. Then we continue moving on. That's a leather one, right? Go down. The leather one? You're in the Sarugi. Okay, good. Viter. It's very sad. Very sad, but that's what happens when you come to Israel, is which camp are you in? Right, it's very sad. I used to cry when I was a year in yeshiva. Right? But no, even in Israel. In Israel, because it's so clear. If you're in the Haredi camp, then the generalization is that you're not part of the army and you don't pay taxes. And right? And then if you're in the religious Zionist camp, then you don't care as much about Torah. But you know, it's very sad, all the different hachlalot, all the different generalizations. It makes me cry. Very sad. Right. Comes the Rambam. Right. Comes the Rambam. The Rambam says, the simple pshat in the first prototype, it's a person who's from. It's a person who's wearing all these types of kippahs. But he's sleeping. How's he sleeping? Because he's just doing it as a lifestyle. He's not doing it of zachru et borachem. He doesn't have the shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid. He doesn't have the halacha and the mesorah in his kishkas. He says, okay, this makes sense to me, I'll do it. But that's not what Avodas Hashem is about. Avodas Hashem is Zachu and Borachem. I want to do the Ratzon of Hashem. The Ratzon of Hashem is to follow Halacha, to remember the Borachem. Doesn't mean you can't have questions. But being from is to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu while doing your mitzvahs. But anyway, he said he had a second prototype. The second prototype, and that's why there was a period in my Rambam, is Eilu Shokachim Et HaEmet. Those are the people that we said are forgetting the emet, what we called off the derech. Stam, havle azman, killing time. Not only are they their actions, they got habitu. The language of habitu is look deep, deep, deep. Habat is not ri'ya. Ri'ya is, to be clear, you got to go really deep down and make sure that you change not only your actions, but your whole derech. That where, whose friends are you hanging out with? Are you clubbing? Where are you? Where are you? Ayaka, where are you? In that case, Bavle Azman. And it's that, so it sounds like it's two separate people. We mentioned that on Shabbat, it's possible to read this Rambam. That's not two separate prototypes within two separate people, but it's really what? Within ourselves also. You have one part of you that's from or doing ma'asim tovim, but you're not remembering Hashem. And then you have your whole skeletons. Each person is being able to say, look, I just don't. And for whatever those just and those excuses are, that's the second category, that you're being shokhech at the emet. And each person has to do their own cheshbon nefesh. Now the next part is what's shocking. If you keep reading the Rambam, lefikach, because of this, tzarich ko adam, shiyira'eb atzmo, kol hashana kula, the whole year, kilu chetzi zakai, v'chetzi chayav. Therefore, you have to see the whole year, a person should see himself the whole year as if he's 50-50. And the whole world is 50-50. And if you chata chet achad, if you mess up one sin, then you're putting the world to the side of chova, and you're causing destruction. But if you do a mitzvah, you're machria yourself, you tilt the scales in the world, l'kav zchut, and you're causing a salvation. V'tzadik yisod olam, zet tzadik shi'chriyat kolam l'zakot v'itzilo. This is the reason to be marbe b'tzdaka ma'asim tovim la'asok b'mitzvot, Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, more than the whole year. The simple pshat of this Rambam is that what is this hachra'ah? It's the idea of yirat achit. It's the idea of looking at and understanding the significance of a mitzvah taseh and the significance of the chet. That's what Rav Huttner points out. But Rav Huttner correctly points out, what does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? That sounds like it's something that's yirat achit, and that's something that's all year round, like he said. Why is this part of the avodah of Yom Kippur? This whole halacha is Uri Yishen Mishnah Kim Tkiat Shofar Rosh Hashanah. It seems to be something that's very general. The concept of Yirat Achit. What is this lefikach? So look at the picture in front of you. Rav Huttner explains the first picture in front of you. He says, we know it's an Ot Tevav. He says there's a difference we know between Malchut and Memshala. What's the difference between Malchut and Memshala? Tell me, anybody know? Hamaloch timloch aleinu, imashol timshol banu. Who said that? Yosef said it. The brother said it too. Yosef. One is what? Almost. Good. Melech is democracy. You choose it. Memshala is against your control. That is both the Ibn Ezra there in Parshat Vayeshev and the Vilna Gaon. Explains Rav Huttner, there's a deeper pshat in that. That's only the chitzonis. He says the inner pshat in that is that we know the man of man, when we talk about man, that is what? That is the dat shebo. Our dat, the tzelem elokim, is the adam sheba adam. He says milucha, the concept of a milucha, is only on something that is similar to you. For example, the Aryeh is called the king of the beasts. Why? Because he himself is a beast, is a chai, a vilvachai, right? But if man controlled these animals in a cage, what am I called? A moshel. I'm not called a melech. Why? Because I'm not that same genre. I'm not that same sug bal chai. And therefore, if I have koach hashlita on someone else, without that person's dot, okay, that is called memshala. Even if I totally sholeit on his kochot, if it's not stemming on his koach hadat, that's not called memshala. Excuse me, that's not called melech. What is midat melucha? Midat melucha is not only that that I choose to put a melech upon me, the pnimiuto is the midat melucha, is that it's all the synthesis, becoming one organic unit, the suge echad. She'ein midat melucha, ela mitkayemet midaito shel zeh shemolchin alav. What do we say? Adam HaRishon said Hashem Melech. Does it mean that Adam was the first person to recognize Malchut Hashem? No, that's not what it means. It means that with the creation of man, kivyachol, the concept of the Malchut of Hashem was created. Why is that? Explain to me within this idea. With the creation of man, because what does man have? We are the same sug as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Vayipach ba'apav, nishmat, the same Tzelem Elokim. We are in the same sug. On Yom HaShishi, this is not Memshala, but rather on Yom Shishi, what is the Mizmor of that we say? Hashem Melech. That's the Mizmor. Hashem Melech, because of the Midat of Melucha, because man was created then. Because we have that idea of having that same dot to Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only on the Domeh. Within that, you can understand now, if you turn the page, I'm not doing all of it, but you can understand why the Rambam says what he says. The Rambam says, Chovat, I'm in Ot Chaval, Chovat Riyat Adam et Atzmo, that a machriya the whole world is dafkin avoda of Rosh Hashanah lefikach. Why is it lefikach? What is the avoda of Rosh Hashanah? The avoda of Rosh Hashanah is zachruat borachem, mamlich hakadosh baruch hu. That's the avoda of Rosh Hashanah. We have to be, you hear the shofar, we have to be mamlich hakadosh baruch hu. And therefore what? Therefore what do you have to do? You have to be able, he says, within the kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, what do you have to do? Man is created yichidi. We are how are we yachid and unique? We are machriya the kiyum ha'olam by saying bishvili nivra olam. In what way? The idea is in the uniqueness of Adam HaRishon that we're similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shorish of this chovah is on Rosh Hashanah, that man is created yachid. And that what? That we are similar to what? That we are similar to Hashem. And we have to what? Be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way. It's not just, like we had said, the Eitzah of Yirat HaChit, which was universal. But it's something much more fundamental. The Havarah Chadasha is what? That the whole purpose of the Midat Melucha, the only way I can be mamlich Hashem is if I understand that I have this koach of what? That I'm similar to Hashem. That I have this ability to change the whole world, because that is what the midat of melucha is, that I'm similar to Hashem. And therefore, the watching the chait is only not just particular of the chait, but it's the general idea of me as a gavra, am I similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let's start commercial. Yeah.
How do you say?